Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What kind of drugs are you dealing to those around you? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to confront you on a serious offense: dealing drugs. That's right, you're a drug dealer. I know it, and you know it. So it's time for you to come clean and confess that you've been dealing drugs to your team, your prospects, and your customers. Now, don't hit the panic button so you can call your attorney. That won't be necessary. No one's going to jail for this offense. And I didn't say that these drugs that you've been dealing are illegal, but they are powerful and they do impact how those around you react and behave. So it's probably worth your time to tune in and hear me out on this topic. As the leader of your business, you're dealing drugs every day. Every time you speak with a team member, every time you meet with a customer or visit with a supplier, or get introduced to a new prospect, you're effectively doing a drug deal. That's why my question for you this week is, what kind of drugs are you dealing to those around you? To be clear, I'm not asking you to stop dealing drugs. In fact, you can't. None of us can stop dealing drugs. It just happens. So since you can't stop, doesn't it make sense to be aware of the drugs you're dealing out when you engage with those around you? Seems to me the more you and I are aware of what we're doing, the more we can control or influence what we do. Wouldn't you agree? Well, let's discuss it a bit. But before we get into the details, I want to let you know that I'm not a doctor, nor am I wanting to act like a doctor. I've read about this topic, and I heard it shared recently at a conference I attended. And as I heard it again recently, I just happened to be working with a client to address some team dysfunction, and as it often happens, when the student's ready, the teacher shows up. I was the student, and the teacher was the presenter who was reminding me of the power we have as leaders to change how people behave by altering the chemical makeup in their body. After the conference, I shared my learning with the business owner client, and sure enough, it was clear what was causing the dysfunction within his team. So I thought I would share it with you here, just in case you're in student mode, looking for insight from a teacher to show up to help you. Let's dive in. We've all heard that our words have power. We know it to be true with our spouse, with our children, and even with ourselves. Well, it's also true in our business relationships, with our team members, our suppliers, our colleagues, our customers, and our prospects. And as owners and leaders, we're always trying to influence others to do something. It may be to change a behavior, make a decision, take an action, or think differently. So it's not difficult to imagine that our words have the power to influence how those around us react and respond. It's because our words trigger emotions, and those emotions trigger drugs, or perhaps better said, chemical reactions inside both parties, the communicator and the receiver. I'm sure this is not new news to you, but as a business owner, I want you to be thinking about what's happening when you're the communicator. As owners and leaders, we can influence others through four different emotions. Let's spend a minute on each one. The first emotion we use to influence someone is excitement. Excitement can come in the form of a discount, a bonus, a reward, or a challenge. Anything that gets someone fired up and excited to jump in, get started, make a purchase, or imagine themselves enjoying something they'd love to do falls into this category. The chemical that's activated when we use excitement as the emotion we want to trigger is dopamine. I'm sure you've heard about dopamine. It's the same drug or chemical that causes addictions, whether it's for gambling, drinking, or any other bad habit. It's also the drug that's triggered when someone gets hooked on social media. Dopamine is what's triggered when a salesperson is paid on a commission basis. It's what's triggered when businesses offer a Black Friday sale. Dopamine's a powerful and highly addictive drug. It's called a selfish drug, which means it causes people to think more about themselves than about others, which explains why you see crowds of people running over one another to get into a store when a special sale is announced. They want the reward for themselves at any cost. I'm not suggesting we should not use excitement or trigger the dopamine drug, but as a business owner, we must recognize how powerful, addictive, and selfish this drug can be. And here's one more interesting insight. Dopamine typically stays in a person's system about 45 minutes when they get a hit, which explains why spot bonuses don't change long-term behaviors, and why flash sales often lead to some having buyer's remorse, and why once someone gets hooked on dopamine, they not only want it again and again, but they feel they need it again and again. So there's a quick overview of what happens when you use excitement to influence others. It's a powerful motivator, but remember to use caution and apply it in moderation. The second emotion we use to influence someone is fear. Fear can come in the form of a warning, a rebuke, a written performance notice, or even the facial expression of an angry boss. Anything that causes the receiver to be worried or scared falls into this category. The chemical that's activated when we use fear as an emotion we want to trigger is cortisol. You've probably heard about cortisol. It's the drug that gets triggered when the fire alarm goes off or you hear a siren heading your way. It's the drug that activates when you hear a loud sound at night when you're fast asleep. Cortisol's what causes a person to jump up and take action. It activates the adrenaline needed to get moving quickly. In the workplace, it becomes necessary when you have an urgent customer issue that needs to be resolved, or there's a deadline when something must be completed or delivered. Cortisol has great benefits when used sparingly and when specific high-priority needs occur. But when it's overused or always present, like in the situation where there's a tension in the air among the team or a boss who comes in every day ready to make heads roll, it can cause serious health problems. Cortisol stays in the body about 2 weeks, so as a leader, we must recognize that if we use stress or fear to get folks moving on a high-priority activity, it's going to linger for some time after the event is over. I've had many team members share stories about how their bosses use fear, intimidation, and stress to drive results. And the result is often low morale, high turnover, and high medical costs for the business. Fear should be used sparingly and only when needed, not as a standard daily motivator. So there's a quick overview of what happens when you use fear to influence others. It absolutely influences actions and behaviors, but not all the outcomes are the ones you want, especially if it lasts a long time or is ever present. The third emotion we use to influence someone is pride. Pride happens when we encourage, inspire, recognize, or applaud someone. It is also activated when you delegate work to someone or grant a promotion and let them know you're confident that they can do the job well. You know what it feels like when you're proud of something you've accomplished, and you know how much better it feels when you know someone you respect and admire recognizes what you've accomplished or what you're capable of. The chemical that's activated when we use pride as the emotion we want to trigger is serotonin. Serotonin is a powerful chemical that has a unique feature to it. When someone gives recognition or shows how proud they are, they actually get a hit of the drug themselves too, which means when you give this emotion, you also get this emotion. That sounds pretty cool, but when I heard about this recently, it was shared with a subtle but pretty important message. Rather than saying, "I'm proud of you," to your team member or your spouse or your child, it's better if you ask, "How did that make you feel?" and allow them to say that they were proud of what they did. That way, they own the pride rather than you owning the pride for them. Subtle but powerful insight for you right there. This drug, serotonin, stays in the body about a month, so its effects are more long-lasting. As a business owner and leader, that means we'd be better served if we tried to affect a change in behavior or actions through pride rather than through fear. Delegate with confidence. Promote to their level of their capability. Recognize what goes well rather than focusing on what goes wrong. Ask, "How does that make you feel?" more often, and give them the support and encouragement you would want from your boss. These are all powerful ways to use pride to influence the behaviors of those around you. And lastly, the fourth emotion we use to influence someone is connection. Connection happens when we take the time not only to ask about others, but to listen and truly care. It's when we go beyond, "How's your day?" or "Did you have fun?" or "How did that go?" Connection happens when you know details about the person you're talking with and you ask them specifics about something you know that matters to them personally. It's when you know your team member has a son or daughter graduating from college and you ask them about the graduation ceremony. It's when you know someone has a sick relative and you ask them how they're doing and what you can do to help. It's about asking about their son's T-ball game or their daughter's dance recital and taking the time to let them tell you the story about their big hit or her amazing performance. Connection triggers the drug oxytocin, which is often referred to as the love drug. It's the drug that kicked in when you first met your now spouse. Oxytocin is not only powerful, it's long-lasting. It stays in the body for a long time, and it is strong enough to overcome even some short-term frustrations. You know it well, because you love your spouse, but sometimes your spouse drives you crazy, but you still love them. The same happens in business. If as the business owner, you truly know your people, and they know it because you connect with them regularly, they will do anything for you, even if they're frustrated about a decision or an action you took. The same is true for your customers. When they know you truly care about them, know their situation, and ask about them personally, they'll overlook minor issues because of the oxytocin flowing through their veins. This is the most powerful drug and should be the one that you're striving to deal out the most often, particularly if you want your team to stay with you for the long term and your customers to become raving fans. So there you have it, a crash course on how to influence others. Since you're a drug dealer by nature, be sure to deal out the right drugs at the right time and in the right proportions. Do this, and your business will thrive, grow, and be fun to own. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. As business owners and leaders, our entire success rests on how we can influence others to do what we need and want to be done. I'd highly recommend you take the time to think about how you're influencing people today and make the minor changes needed to have even a more powerful impact on those around you. You'll be glad you did. If you need help, just reach out and let's chat. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be hugely successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please take a quick minute to leave a review on this podcast. The more of you who give this podcast a thumbs up, the more it will be found when someone who's stuck or struggling in the business is looking for some advice. Your review can help make this happen. I appreciate you for listening, sharing, and reviewing. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss why every owner needs an Elmer. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.